It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Control of our borders.
AI. Little green man.
Control yourself.
What do you think?
Just spinning out of control.
Time to air it out.
Let's bug in you. Look at you.
Gain control.
Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
877-975-9825. That's the number you call for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in now. If you don't get through right away, then please call back, and we'll get to you as soon as we can. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Well, what's bugging, and you guys have probably already discussed this, is the ad that Julia Roberts narrated, where what stays in the booth, or what goes on in the booth stays in the booth, where the women are actually voting for Kamala Harris, and they're, oh, yes, honey, I voted for Trump. That's the inference. And then George Clooney decided, oh, he's going to do the same thing with the big old He-Man. They're going to go in there, and they're going to look at each other, and they're going to vote for Kamala Harris. It's just so pandering. I mean... And then, besides that, what kind of woman is going to say, oh, yes, that's what I want to do. I want to be controlled by my husband.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to say if you vote for Trump, clearly that's because your husband controls your vote. You don't have your own mind. If you had your own mind, you'd be voting for the abortion candidate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These people are...
Have you ever seen so many skits and actors and all that involved in a presidential race as well? I mean, we've seen it in the past, but boy, they're cranking up Hollywood this year.
Oh, yeah.
More than ever before.
Well, look, there's a sense of desperation, so they're trying to reach out in any way, shape, or form that they can.
Well, yeah, because they all got to leave if Trump wins, you know, because he's going to take them all out.
Yeah, or put them in jail.
Yeah.
Pete, what's bugging you?
Political corruption is like an iceberg. You only see the tip of it. The rest of it is invisible. We've already... been presented with ballots being burned, people who are not U.S. citizens being allowed to vote, government officials leaking passwords for voting devices. And the sad thing about all this is the big swing states are all controlled by Democrats, and they're all going to cover for each other. And if they're, after the election, if something comes up, they'll cover for them then, too. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, I agree with you, and that was a great assessment. And, yeah, you mentioned some of the issues of the day, where I had the story today, at least today for me, that a Chinese national voted in Michigan, and they caught it, and he's going to be penalized. It is a felony, and he's a student at University of Michigan, but he's a Chinese national, and they said just the way it works, there's no way to retrieve, quote-unquote, the vote once it went into tabulation. So he did something illegal. And here we are days before the election, and his vote is going to count. Now, they need to work on that. If they can't prevent the voting itself, and then they can't stop it once the vote is made, even if they catch the person, clearly we have to do the prove yourself a citizen and photo ID. That part of it is a no-brainer. And anyone who wants to defy that does not want a clean and fair election, period, end of story. Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. It looks like we're all on the same topic. What's bugging me today is that Chinese non-citizen who voted in Michigan, because if one was busted, there's hundreds or thousands more conducting the same activity, and it ain't just Michigan. And how convenient that they can't retrieve the vote from the tabulator without, you know, sacrificing privacy. It's just more proof that the fix is indeed in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, no doubt. Let's go to Diana. What's bugging you?
Hey, guys. What's bugging me is nobody's talking about the whole Three Mile Island thing. They're bringing the power plant back online. It could definitely power 800,000 homes in a energy crisis that we have, but it's going to be for AI for Microsoft instead.
Yeah, what's the priority, especially of the current administration? Pretty much anybody but the average American person. First comes immigrants, and then their pals in big business. Not all the social media folks, definitely the ones that they have their connection with, and I think we all know what I'm talking about. Good morning, Jim. What's bugging you?
Yes, previously I'd seen a couple Democrat senators saying that they're going to label Trump an insurrectionist and refuse to certify him as president. What do we do then? Who takes power?
Let's see, a peaceful transfer of power. I'm not sure exactly how that could go down.
Right. And just because you call someone something that they've not been, you know, it's not been proven that they are what you are calling them, so they would have no ground to stand on. So we'll see
how
that
legally,
goes.
Not legally,
but it could be a process.
Yeah, but
unfortunately,
what kind of problems could they, could they participate in, and right. How hard could they make it?
It's become a Supreme Court issue, or what? I mean,
well, and not only that, think about the vulnerability of our nation as our enemies look on and see.
Yeah,
what's a good time to do the things they want to do, especially if they know Trump's coming to power.
Uh-huh.
They look at it like the window's closing.
Right.
They're going to take advantage of that, I think, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Nostradamus. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I called you a while back about Springfield, Ohio, being flooded with the Haitians, and then Trump made the comment about them eating the cats and dogs up there and all that. Well, this is a federal program. They're putting these immigrants all over these red communities. I got another one for you. Lockland, Ohio. It's near Cincinnati, and it's a red community, and they've been flooded. They've only got 3,400 people in Lockland, Ohio, and they've had 3,000 Mauritanians pushed into their city under a federal program. Mauritania is a country in Africa, in case somebody doesn't know, and they're being flooded in there. They don't know how to speak English. What they're doing is they're going to turn every red state, every red county, blue.
They've been working on that and pushing for that, and they got in power, and they opened the borders wide open. The next step is to fight so that illegals will be able to vote. Legal or illegal, they're going to push for them to vote, knowing that we don't have the guidelines set up to prove citizenship yet. So, yep. It's not good. Appreciate all the input. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up, Carl and Ann Zalek are going to join us. Carl Zalek being Marion County Commissioner, talking about Amendment 4 and a couple of sales taxes that are on the ballot in Marion County. So we look forward to that in about 30 or so minutes right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Debbie.
Came in Steinhatchee with wind gusts up to 90 miles an hour.
Then Helene.
I want to thank all the first responders.
Historic.
Made a big difference for what was a really historic storm surge.
Milton.
Multiple tornadoes.
The storm surge on the West Coast.
Historic.
Category 5.
There for you then.
We appreciate the storm information.
Here for you now.
Sky Radio, you're a lifesaver.
Sky Storm Watch or Radiant Credit Union.
It only takes one storm.
We've been down this road before.
News Talk 97.3.
Thanks, Sky.
The Sky.
The Sky.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.